Coming to the mic now is Go Getter Jay. She's coming to you and she's gonna hit you hard. She's gonna make you say, oh my God.
I'm gonna do my thing, here we go, here we go. I can't rap, but it's okay, the flow. I'm going to Barbados today. Gonna have a drink right when I get off the plane.
Oh, that was good!
Ever since you've been seeing this therapist, you've been making little passes at me. I don't like it.
I'm out of this conversation.
Jay, that's not true. Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Okay, that one day I just so happened to have on some shorts. They were a little bit too short. And you were like, oh, Jay, girl, come back over here. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
You just need to put that thing away.
It was an accidente, okay?
You accidentally put on the clothes.
No, it wasn't.
I tried on the shorts the day before, and I said, oh, wow, a pair of shorts that fit me good. I like them. And then when I finally got to work, I was like, oh,
that's
these
crazy.
But I mean, this
short.
Is like, it was like... show and tell day for the A. You're my sister, but I can still say sexual things to you that are appropriate.
First reaction I had in my head was he needs to go see his therapist and he needs to be able to do it with some girls because he is looking at me.
Let me tell you something, Jay.
He's looking at me and I feel weird.
But you know what, Jay? See, so you're a liar because if I weren't me and you didn't know me, you would do me.
You are not my type. Before I got the job here, you know, that was one of the rules. It was like, you can't date anyone. So the first thing I was like, oh, goodness, here I go. I bet you I'm going to fall in love with one of my co-hosts just because that's the rule. And I go online, I look at pictures, and I'm like, don't worry, you ain't going to have no problem.
Oh, wow.
But I love you guys.
Open up the dirty window. Eliminate the words that you cannot.
There's been a bit of a debate this morning on the show about the Duke-Carolina game, and Jacinda, we all heard her say that she would cut her hair off,
yes,
that
sir.
We could cut
yes,
her
sir.
Hair off if Duke lost, and you heard the same thing.
Yes, sir. She's got to look like G.I. Jay now.
Chris, I appreciate you backing that up.
Bye,
for us.
Chris.
Everybody
Peace
else
out.
Heard that, too.
If I did say that, I would have no problem following through with what I said.
All 10 lines are ringing right now.
Yeah, we got 5 more lines than we had before.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Shut up, David L.
Everyone's just full of lies today. Just lie.
Anitra, you heard her say that she would cut her hair off if the Tar Heels won.
All right, now to tell you the truth, I didn't hear her say.
Thank you.
But,
oh, wait, Jay.
But
wait,
there's
Jay.
A but.
But you got to take it for the team.
Yeah.
Go ahead
yeah.
and let it go.
Rhonda.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
No, I
There's
didn't.
The support I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, guess what? It's opposite day.
It is.
I think,
so.
I think all the people that are calling in are all Tar Heel fans.
Thank you. And
are
they're
you
all making it up.
What? Just saying, don't got the sleeves, people tell me what you're gonna do. Jacinda's dressed, but she's got an interview. Going after work, gonna get another job, but Jacinda's not the sleazy.
Wow. I knew you were gonna say something about that.
She's coming in here in 8-inch stiletto.
Like a prom dress.
My jeans were dirty, so I had to rock the tights. Today.
Why you got your resume right beside you?
For real.
Love it.
He's a DJ hiring? What's the deal?
Hey, I'm looking at your Facebook status. Leaving this bitch. Okay.
Today is about breakups to makeups. And Chris Brown and Rihanna back together. The funny thing about this is, you know, the judge ordered Chris Brown to stay 50 feet away from Rihanna if they're like in close
proximity.
Parameters due to the award shows or music video or whatever the case may be, then they have to stay at least 10 feet away from each other. Well, a hotel employee walked in on Chris Brown sweet talking and caressing Rihanna while she was in her hotel room. I have a picture online to prove it if you don't believe me. 961thebeat.com, keyword sleaze. The crazy thing about this is, okay, you want to get back with Rihanna. You can't even have your lawyers try to work something out to try to be like, look, these two really want to be together. They've worked out their differences. You are literally looking at jail time if you are caught.
Some combinations are just toxic, you know?
Yep. Speaking of toxic relationships, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee, they're back together too. Last thing I heard about Pamela Anderson was that she was dating this dude that lived in a trailer park. And she looked terrible. She dumped the trailer park boyfriend. She's back with Tommy Lee over the weekend. They were partying it up big time in Las Vegas. They were making out all night long. You know, she was sitting on his lap, the whole work.
This is why you're single.
First and foremost, I want him to walk with the Lord. I want us to both be able to go to church together. And secondly, of course, trustworthy. He's not going to cheat on me. But he's adventurous, loves to travel, wants kids, you know.
No, wants lots of kids.
Wants lots of kids, wants a big family because I want lots of kids.
I think it's dangerous. I know people who write stuff down too. When you start making page 3, 4, 5, 6 page long lists of all the qualities, you're never going to find that person.
I mean, it's not like I'm looking for the exact person, but this is me getting to know myself and figuring out what it is I like, what it is I like in a man. And like I said, for so long I've had all these bad guys in my life, I have to sit here and differentiate what was I doing wrong before and how can I switch it up now to try to get away from these losers.